It's alright, it's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's alright, I say it's okay. Listen to what I say.
Hey, this is Rob Smith, Rob's Right Podcast. The injustice, the great injustice of saving basketball players who deserve to be in jail. The story coming out today, August 4th, 2022, is greatly, greatly irritating. Not because a stupid basketball player, let's make sure we understand that. This is someone who plays basketball. Not someone who's done anything else, accomplished anything else of value, except dribbling a little ball, put it in a hole. Oh, but she's encouraged so many girls to do what? She doesn't even claim she's a girl. This dame dribbles a ball and throws it into a little circular thing and accomplishes nothing. Nothing gets moved. Nothing changed. That's the stupidity of sports. They run around wherever it is they're doing, whether it be football or baseball or basketball. They run around, claim that moment in time, well, maybe an hour or 3 hours, and say, this is our victory or our defeat. And then a week later, they go do the same thing all over again. Negating the last time they had victory or had defeat. Showing how meaningless it all actually is. It's meaningless. This meaningless is disrupting our politics, disrupting our country, disrupting Russia, disrupting world events because of a stupid basketball player. What are we doing? She says, oh, I didn't mean to have the hashish in my baggage. It was an accident. So as if you're holding a Luger, and then that bullet accidentally got into that guy over there. Well, I didn't mean to put the bullet in him. It was an accident. I accidentally put the bullet into the Luger, and it accidentally went off, and accidentally ended up with that person. I know it. You probably think it's a bit much to equate the two, but I'm trying to get across the idea. It was no accident. She knew she was doing it. This woman, and she is a woman, has been struggling with reality. She lives in a fantasy world. Anyone thinks they accomplish anything running around in circles, throwing balls into little hoops, and thinking that they've done something in their lives are deluded. And she goes to jail just for that. But she goes around. It's worse. Oh, I'm not really a woman. I'm even gonna go marry another woman. I'll show you. I'm not. This America. I hate this America. I kneel. I thumb my nose at the American flag. What a horrible place. So let her go live somewhere else. What's she got a problem with? She's in Russia, in a jail. Free food, free drink. Seclusion? What a deal. And we are in this country. We're actually in motion trying to do something to stop that. The injustice? Paul Whelan is something you could point to as injustice. Marine, who's been in jail now for years in Russia, who's been claimed to be part of an espionage plot that is unclear and murky, and we don't know what really happened, but that he's in jail. No one's put this great an effort to get him out of jail, and he was in the country for our country, apparently. Or maybe it was some clandestine gathering of individuals for whatever nefarious cause. But he was there for still something involving, you know, actual Haiti interests that are involved the whole country, not taking a ball and dribbling it and throwing it to some little metal circle thing. Some insane reason we're equating these two people. A loser woman who hates America and doesn't want to be a woman to a guy who was trying to get something done, who'd already accomplished things as a Marine. But it gets worse. The injustice gets far, far worse. More on Blinken there in the Biden administration is actually talking about exchanging these two with the Merchant of Death. I'm not hearing that enough in the media. The effort is to exchange them for the Merchant of Death. Victor Boot is a bad guy, a real serious bad guy, and not just to this country, but to so much around the world. He's obviously and very clearly worked against whoever he has to work against to make money, buying and selling arms, to destroy whoever he has to destroy. This is there's an effort. There's a film actually made of this guy called Lord of War with Nicolas Cage. It actually did pretty well in 2005. That's how well known this guy is. He's a bad guy. There was an effort to equate him to Oliver North, which is real tough to do, because Oliver North wasn't sitting back in a back room negotiating arms and missiles and guided missiles and guns and everything to anyone who wanted it. He was trying to bring bring democracy into the Central America. It's been a waste of time for centuries, but that effort was being done, and this involves El Salvador and so much else. We won't get into that, but it's not the same. But oddly enough, Oliver North is actually depicted in this film as it somehow equal to Victor Bout, who they don't use his name in there. They use another name, Orloff, I believe, or something like that. But anyway, so Victor Boot, why don't I keep saying, because it's B-O-U-T and that name keeps popping in my head as compared to how it's pronounced, Boot. So Victor Boot is talked about trying to exchange that piece of garbage who would like to see you and I dead. And if you exchange him for a stupid basketball player, that's what will come back again. He's going to go back to it. Some reason Russia's real interested in getting this guy back. And we don't know what that is. If it was to kill him, he'd already be dead in jail right now. Prison. Because they could get to him if they need to. So there's some other reason they want him back. To get back, maybe the question is, have they been using him to get to disrupt various governments around the world by arming those who are looking to undermine those countries? I mean, they could use him right now in the Ukraine to undermine things. Is that what's going on? If this happens, there is great injustice. This injustice, understand, has nothing to do with the basketball player who deserves the 9.5 years the moron got for doing something that was against the law. I need to get back to that. The injustice is to us, Americans, to a guy who was trying to kill us, Americans, which is why he is in our prison right now. And it's not just us. Victor Boot has been involved in international efforts to destroy various countries. Arming those who are looking to destroy other countries. Which, in Russia, that would be destroying other countries. Here, we're more loosey-goosey. We're more, ooh, well, he didn't really mean to do this. He didn't mean to put the missile in the missile launcher and have it go off. He didn't mean to give that to sell that to people and make millions and millions and millions and hundreds of millions of dollars. Oh, no, that was all an accident. Why do we act this way about stuff? And that's a reaction to this basketball moron. Look at the morons I'm lining up here. Anyway, look, the basketball player broke the law. It's ignorance of the law doesn't count here. And very likely she knew the law. Thumbed her nose at that, like she thumbs her nose at our flag, thumbs her nose at it's funny, she makes a big speech when she was, just before she was sentenced, saying how much she's so happy she's helped so many little girls, even though she herself doesn't want to admit she is a little girl, or was a little girl, or has anything to do with girls or females. What absolute insanity. And let me make sure I add to this, that is part of the problem she's having in Russia right now, is that she's going around saying, I'm not a girl. Oh, yeah, that's a brilliant idea to Russia. who look at that kind of talk as being, this is lunatic asylum stuff. They don't want her on the streets just because she's obviously a nutter. Understand that Russia is not embroiled in religious beliefs. They're not ones who look up to, as a government, to a Christian God or any God. And understand the idea of homosexuality at all is against those who... maybe if this Brittany Griner garbage actually is in jail for 9.5 years, she well deserves. She actually starts reading and learning what reality is. Because in reality, this country is one of the most acceptable countries in the whole planet. She's learning that. I mean, even her jail sentence, she probably would not have even gotten, she may not have even been arrested if she'd been caught with something similar here in the U.S. At the airport, she would have been detained and probably arrested. But out on the street, she probably wouldn't be, and she wouldn't have gotten a sentence. Unfortunately, I think she deserves it. The drug stuff is, why do you want to hurt your brain? Why do you want to not be as good as you possibly be? Why do you want to be weak? Why do you want to be weak? I don't understand that. And that's one of the reasons why Russia is so against all this. They're very much against the idea that you're going to try to lessen yourself in any way, shape, or form. And what greater way do you show you lessen yourself than by not recognizing who you are as a woman? So this is something that actually, behind the scenes, has not helped her, I have no doubt. And they're looking at all her tattoos and how she's trying to look somewhat mannish and her goofy hair stuff. All that should have been cut off. She's so busy. Look at this moron. She's so busy trying to get across an image. Usually when you go to court, you try to look a certain way. So, and I know you don't really have that ability in Russia. It's a different thing. But you think she'd at least get her, cut back the hair garbage and try to look human. But she looks like she's still a stupid basketball player. And she could try to look like a woman, and it would have helped the courts a lot. It would have helped her situation. I have no doubt about that. But didn't do that. And it doesn't help that she's also dark skinned, which in Russia, just, we talk about all this stupid diversity stuff here in the U.S. I mean, the rest of the world does not like that. You have groups of people, and that's who they are. And in Russia, there's just, the people of dark skin. You see a movie that's taking place in Russia, you start seeing dark skin people there. That's called fantasy world. It's not saying there are no dark people there, but there ain't many, and they don't tend to be at all welcome. And so that, another issue that she's dealing with. Why would she go to Russia if she only knew what she was doing? If she wasn't so full of herself and so full of trying to say how she knows better than I know the flag. There you are, a product of our anointed media right there. I find interesting, too, that there's a photograph of her by a so-called jail cell with her so-called lawyers. And the jail cell looks perfect, neat, and clean. Well, if you've ever seen, they're online, too, photos of a Russian prison. I'm not talking about the movie stuff. I'm talking about real Russian prisons. It's not they're not like the movie stuff has shown. There's, dark and there's wet and rats running around. But it's not far from that. It's not a pleasant sight. So that was a stage situation there with her. What they showed, the photo they're showing in Russia of her in jail. So it's not nice stuff. So and also, we talk about, hey, if she's a lesbian, she's going to experience. And if I understand correctly, actually the men women split up thing isn't the same over there either. We split men and women up. They don't really care about that. It's Russia. What the hell do they care? So yeah, she wants to know what lesbianism is like. She's about to get a whole new view of it. I wonder if she's going to come back the same. She needs this. And actually, a lot of women need, they don't need Russian prison, but they need to wake up and learn and understand how they're awfully fortunate to be here in this U.S. If only the anointed media would bother to do such things, but they're too busy trying to put us down. And not helping all this is the Biden administration, who is, now I'm not saying that Trump wouldn't have done the same thing. Certainly, no doubt Bush would have tried to get this woman back. Now, I'm sure the efforts of the Biden administration trying to get her back are steeped in, no doubt steeped in that she's obviously, she's a lesbian and she's married to another woman and she hates America and she's a good Democrat and all this stuff. This is probably, again, forget about Whelan, the Marine. Forget that you're about to exchange, you're trying to exchange these two for the merchant of death, Victor Boot. Forget all that. that Americans aren't getting on a soapbox and screaming bloody murder. We do not want Victor Boot out on his own. But they had no idea who he is. Even if there was a movie done, though it was 2005, nearly, 17 years ago now. All right. Still, they should know about it. They should care about that. They should be upset about that. But you're seeing online people more upset about a stupid basketball player. Why? Because we put sports above everything else. That's how retarded we are in our mind and our understanding of the world around us. We put sports above everything else. Now, I'm not saying all of us. Certainly I don't. And there are others. But there are a lot of us. There's way too many people running around with a car, and on the back of the car is a sticker for some stupid sports team or something dangling from the rearview mirror. That is insanity. Sports mean nothing. A sport is when you do something and it's period. That's it. There's never done again. I don't mean a game of the same team playing the same. I mean a team plays a game. Team plays a game, and then they win, and the game is never played again, and the people never get back together again. Now that is victory, just like in war. But today it's all about making money, and they don't really care about any of that. It's all about image. Look, the lady doesn't cut her damn hair as she should have for a court. You go to court, cut your hair, for heaven's sake. It's all about image, and it's all stupid. And I hope she stays in prison. And if she whatever happens to her, Whelan should be first. Whelan should be the first bit of attention. We don't know all what really is going on with the espionage thing. All that stuff's blocked for whatever reason. I don't know. But if you're going to focus on bringing someone back, you want to talk about bringing back Whelan and forget the basketball player who clearly broke the law. There's no doubt about that. She had the hashish in her bag. She forgot it. An quote unquote honest mistake, she says over and over again. Doesn't work in law. Wouldn't work in a courtroom here in the U.S. Certainly is not going to work in Russia. It was not an honest mistake. She knew exactly what she was doing. She's been thumbing her nose at things all of her life. And now suddenly she found somebody who ain't going to let her do it and thumb her nose. And basically thumb their nose at her. Fine, you're going to act like a prat? Here you go. Stay in prison for 9.5 years. I think she needs it. I hope she goes. Myself. Especially if Whelan's going to stay there. And absolutely positively. Whelan or not, the merchant of death should not leave his prison cell. Because that is a very, very... And again, I wish the media... I was looking at a number of news reports of this. That there is some effort. I noticed the New York Times does a little bit about who he was... But they don't really get into it. It's a deep thing, and that's why they made a movie. This was an international incident. I can't even start to get into it all. He had so much going on. How many bodies he has behind him is unknown. Now he could say he didn't kill them. No, but he sure helped it. That's no doubt about that. He sure aided a lot of deaths. And how much he was involved in other things, we don't even know. It's only what is known. Which is probably why Russia wants him back, because he knows things that they don't want him to talk about. But clearly they're not that concerned about him, or he'd be dead. If Russia wanted him dead, as I said, they'd get rid of him. So Merchant of Death needs to stay in prison. Brittany Griner needs to serve prison time, because she broke, that was the law. She broke it. That's their sentence. Period. It doesn't matter if you feel bad for her. Why would you feel bad for her? She knowingly, I believe, broke the law. If she even unknowingly broke the law, she broke the law. Shall we release everyone here in the U.S. for quote-unquote, I didn't know it. It was a mistake. I didn't mean to put all those bullets in all those people. Let them out. No. Shouldn't happen. Hey, by the way, where's Black Lives Matter, by the way, involving all this? They should be stopped. Why don't they go run down to Russia and go get her out? Why aren't they marching and burning down Russia right now? Yeah. You want to know how worthless Black Lives Matter is? Look at their reaction to this. Why does anyone give them the time of day? Because they're idiots. They're absolute idiots. All right. So there's my bottom line. We need to teach Americans that that the U.S. media is guiding us poorly. We have a perfect example in this Griner Dame, and we need to point out this is what this is. If you follow what the left wants to do, you can end up just like Griner, because that's what you deserve to being dumb. It certainly should. People need to wake up, and they need to back away from sports. We need another little game by the anointed media. Of course, they make a boatload of cash from the sports stuff, so that's why their interest is there. But we need to pull. I hear, I got to get my child into this baseball or basketball or whatever the heck it is. No, get them in a library, get them reading books, get them learning, get them to be intelligent. That's what's going on in Russia right now. That's what's going on in China. Even India's doing more reading than we're doing in this country. We're churning out a lot of numbskulls like this Griner lady. Let's work toward not doing that. Let's read. Let's make goals. If you have children, grandchildren, whatever, make goals to say you're going to read this many books. And if you do, I don't want this to be a payoff thing, but something fun. You know, we'll all get ice cream. If you read so many books in 3 months, you read 5 books in 3 months, we'll go get ice cream. And then do it again. And then up it to 7 books. And up it to 10 books. And you'll watch. The child will start to read. And he'll start to learn. And he'll start being smarter than the kid next to him. Won't that be wonderful? I think so. I think that'd be wonderful. The more we can use our mind. And not do what this Griner does. I'm going to take drugs. I don't want to think anymore. And you can see what happened to her. She's not thinking. She's in prison for 9 and a half years. Hopefully. So she needs to be an example to here in the U.S. of that's the example she needs to be to young ladies and all young people. If you're gonna go use drugs, if you're gonna go around and thumb your nose at the American flag, if you're gonna go around and say how much you hate so much, and you don't recognize that you're a woman, you end up in prison for 9 and a half years. That's a lesson that would be good for our young people. Thank you so much for listening. This is Rob Smith, Rob's Right Podcast. And I'll talk to you all later. Feel free to comment. You can get to my Rob Smith Jr. Political Cartoons and Commentary on Facebook. You can get to me at Rob Smith Jr. on. So tune in next time. And thank you so much for listening, being a part of things. And I will talk to you all later. This is and let's see, there's so much coming up here. We have the August we've just had primaries here in Florida. We're about to have some primaries, and then we're heading toward November 3rd. Expect I'll be doing a lot involving that. I need to be more active here with this whole podcast stuff, and I don't do a great job of that. I keep trying. Hopefully you'll hear me from me again real soon. Again, feel free to leave comments or thoughts. Love to hear from y'all, and I'm glad when I do. Thank you so much. Rob Smith Jr., Rob's Right Podcast. I'll talk to you next time. Bye. It's alright, it's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's alright, I say it's okay. Listen to what I say.